we've got a question. If you're stuck on a desert island and could only bring five things with you, what would they be? And what if we told you that no matter how much you love it, only one bottle of wine would be among the items?
Wow, which bottle would you pick? Even for the casual wine fan, yeah, this can be an almost impossible decision. So we have Scott Greenberg, our syndicated wine columnist, back to give us some recommendations for best desert island wines. Welcome back, Scott.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Hi.
Okay.
Not deserted.
Now, we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, there is a caveat. You have to kind of be able to afford these wines.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, if money were no object, we'd be having maybe a different conversation, which maybe we'll do for a future wine of the week. But for this conversation, a friend of mine once said, there's only a few things you need on a desert island: food, water, shelter, and good wine.
There you go.
So why don't we talk about, I think I picked some reasonable wines, but, you know, let's see.
All right. Well, what would be the first one that comes to mind?
Well, I want a white wine.
Okay.
You know, definitely going to have a white wine. The 2013 Lake Chalice The Nest Sauvignon Blanc. Now, this is from New Zealand, which, of course, is a very big island. You wouldn't be deserted on that one. But it's bright, clean nose, featuring scents of really lovely cut grass, fresh cut grass, gooseberry, little green melon. Then the palate's juicy and refreshing. It's got gobs. I mean, gobs. I love that word. Gobs of grapefruit, melon, tropical fruit, because you're on a tropical island. And it's all on a medium-bodied frame. Mouth-watering acidity, just beautifully balanced, elegant. Little mineral-laden finish in there keeps the palate refreshed and invigorated. $15. I think I could afford that.
Wow.
Okay. Well, you go to Portugal for one of them too, right?
That's right. And this one's a little play on words. This is the 2011 Semaphore 7 Reserva from Portugal. Now, semaphore flags obviously used in the old days to communicate information between ships. So I thought that was kind of cute. This is made from Alicante Boucher. Firm tannins port beautiful flavors of cherry cola, black cherry, a little spice in there, notes of dark chocolate, black pepper. Beautiful, powerful finish. I'd like to flag this wine down. Thank you very much for $17.
So, knowing you, Scott, I would think you'd like to bring something rather unique to your desert island.
How about the 2010 aptly named Dry Creek Mariner? From the Dry Creek Appellation in Sonoma, California. It's a Bordeaux inspired blend, beautifully balanced, blackberry, dark plum, cherry. They just kind of grip you up front. And then you got these hints of cocoa on the back end. Those are kind of fun. And a little espresso on the back. Smooth tannins. Beautiful character of silky finish. $40.
Okay. Now,
of course,
we have not heard anything from France, your favorite country. It's got to be one, right?
It's got to be one from France, right? Well, listen, I'd hate to be marooned anywhere without a bottle of champagne. I mean, we're talking, you know, real champagne from France. Let's go with the non-vintage Bertrand Delaspierre Brut Premier Cru. This is a beautiful wine, elegant bubbles carrying graceful flavors of grapefruit, nectarine, white peaches, and mineral across the entire palate. You got a little bit of vanilla and on that crisp finish, really well balanced, adds a layer of style and sophistication so you could just while away your time on the beach while you're waiting to be rescued. $50. I can actually be very comfortably being marooned with that one.
Well, let's ride away on those bubbles. Thank you, Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.